Postgame here on StormLakeRadio.com. Joining me, head coach Sam Ellis, and your team meets a tough Rams team. Gutierrez looked good, as we talked about in pregame. Wernemont and company on the back line again made great saves when your team was down big. Give us some of your thoughts on this one as you prep for Carroll Kuemper coming up Monday.
Yeah, this one, it's all on me. I need to get these guys better prepared, and I failed at that today. And these guys, they try, they work their butts off. It's just, we got to come together, and we got to just realize that we can play with these guys, and I got to get them to believe, because they, when you watch these guys play and you watch them in practice, they know how to move the ball, and they're a fantastic team, and I don't believe in them. I couldn't believe them any more than I do right now. This 10-0 is going to help us on Monday. We're going to come and we'll be ready to go.
You look at a game like this before a playoff game, you talk about coming together. Walk us through what was said in that huddle. I mean, it felt like a longer huddle than normal. I mean, this is a tough one, but you guys have a relatively short turnaround, a weekend to think about it or not think about it, and then get ready for Kuemper Monday.
Just told him it was unacceptable, and I told him, it's not just any one person. Me, myself included. We got to come together. We got to get it fixed. And because the season starts Monday. It doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. Season starts tomorrow on Monday, and if we win there, we're 1-0. And then we go to the next game, we go to the next game. That's the good thing about the playoffs. It's a brand-new record. Doesn't matter what your record was in the regular season.
Last question for you, Coach. The offense didn't get going tonight, but even at the end there were some streaks. But again, talk about Wernemont. I mean, it seems to be the one we talk about when it comes to these games that are lopsided. He's making the plays, you know. The one that stands out to me when the game was close was in a crowd punching it out rather than receiving it. I mean, he's got a high IQ in net for you guys.
Yeah, he's got a high soccer IQ, and he works well with all the guys, and he'll be the first one to tell you he's disappointed. But it's an 11-man game, and they're all together on that too. When Wernemont's making the save, that's 10 other guys with him. You know, it's not just one guy on the field. It's a group effort.
Thank you for the time, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate the coverage as always.